CY20 is on the air. What's up, sports world? This is Tyler Smith coming at you live. We're going to do something a little different this week. For this week's podcast, we've got a national panel with us right here in the studio. Usually we just have some call-in guests, or usually it's just me in the studio, but today we've got some peeps actually here. And so today's show is going to be kind of around the horn style, if you will. So let's meet the national panel, as they say. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Tyler?
Oh, just doing a podcast.
That's good stuff.
Who we got there? Tyler Davis, another Tyler in the studio. What's up, baby?
Not a lot, man. Just enjoying being here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Ezra, all the way from wherever you're from. What's going on?
Well, you know, just honored to be on the podcast.
Cool. Alex, also known as Fruit. Welcome to the show.
Hey. It's Florida, baby. It's hot. It's hot.
For shizzle, dizzle. And Aaron Clark. Welcome.
Hey, Tyler.
Okay, he sounds confident. All right, so here's what we're going to do. And by the way, if you don't like this week's show, none of the other shows are like this. So you can listen to past podcasts, listen to future podcasts. They probably won't be as lame or as cool as this, depending on your preference. So, yeah, we'll just get things rolling. We're going to do some different topics. And if you hear some noise, my dog's going a little crazy. We let him in the studio this week, so don't worry about that. We got some different topics that we're going to talk about today. Topic number one is this. In all of the major sports, what is your favorite postseason setup and why? And I'm going to remind you, for you clueless sports fans out there, how the postseason setups go. Of course, everyone knows about March Madness. There's currently 68 teams. It's crazy. That's why they call it Madness. That's why Dick Vitale goes nuts. One and done, and you lose, and you're out. It's very exciting. In the NFL, there's six teams. There's four division winners and two wild cards. Six teams in each conference, I should say. NBA, there's eight teams in each conference. And, of course, in baseball, there's only four teams. Three division winners, one wild card in each conference. Or, excuse me, each league. So, national panel. Tyler Davis, you want to go first? Which one do you like the best and why?
Well, Tyler, I definitely like the NBA final setup. Just because it goes along with, you know, you got a best record in the NBA, or you got your record so good, you know, you got in because of how good you are. I definitely like March Madness, how crazy it is, like you said, how Dickie V goes crazy. But
it's awesome, baby.
But if I was to pick a favorite, I'd probably go with the NBA Finals, just how straightforward it is, and just, you know, how upsets can happen. Not rarely, but usually the best team does win.
It's definitely some exciting stuff. Ezra, how about you?
I definitely have to go with March Madness. I feel like as a nation, whether you follow basketball at all or if you don't know who sucks and who's awesome, as a nation, when March comes around, everybody's into it. Everybody's paying attention to it. Everybody's making their bets, and it's just a great time to be alive.
How about you, Adonde? Haha, that's an around the horn reference. Aaron Clark, I mean. Go ahead.
I'm definitely going to have to go with March Madness as well. You never know what's going to happen. You could have a VCU type team and a Butler type team, and you never know who's going to win or make it deep into the playoffs.
I can't believe none of you said the college bowl games. Just kidding. We all hate that, right? Can we all agree they need playoffs in college?
Shizzle.
Yeah. I personally, I'm definitely not going to say definitely like everybody else. Definitely not. But anyway, I like how all these are different. March Madness is definitely the most exciting, definitely, to me. NFL playoffs, I feel like, is the most fair. Does that make sense? Out of all the playoffs, I think it's the most fair. NBA playoffs take a really long time, but it is the best basketball in the world when it happens. And Major League Baseball is highly exciting, but I think they need to add more games. Not necessarily more teams, but definitely more games.
I can agree with that.
Because you play 162 games, and all of a sudden you play three bad ones, and you're out. It's just heartbreaking when it ends that quickly. How about you at home? Tweet us, sports_TYs_20. Holla at your boy. Topic number two. This one is coming up soon. Speaking of the NBA Finals, we're going to ask our panel, who is going to win the NBA Finals this year, and why do you think so? Who wants to chime in for this? Alex?
I'm thinking Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
I mean, ever since Michael Jordan left, they've been kind of suckish, but
I don't think they've won a postseason series since Michael Jordan's left. Yeah, I could be wrong. They might have won one, but I don't think they've won any. But D Rose,
yeah, I can see him pretty good. Up and swatting the Celtics out, doing good.
They are currently the number one seed. Chris is still awake over there?
NBA, not my thing.
Excellent analysis as always, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyler Davis, what do you think?
Well, I'm definitely going to go and it's going to be the Spurs and the Chicago Bulls in the finals. And seven, I'm going to go with Spurs.
With the old guys, huh?
You know, I don't think it's Chicago's time yet. I feel like give them a couple years, maybe next year. But this year, experience is going to beat them out. I know the Spurs are kind of on a skid right now, but I think that they're going to pull out and beat them in seven.
How about you, Adonde, Aaron?
Pacers.
Yes, the Pacers are going to be just the second 8 seed to ever make the finals and the first 8 seed to ever win the finals. You heard it here first. Of course, we're just kidding. until I'm proven wrong, I'm taking the Lakers. Phil Jackson is going for another three-peat, which I think is like his fourth. He's got the experience. The Spurs have experience as well, but until I'm proven wrong, I'm going with the Lakers. Another team that's on the slide lately is the Celtics. They'll definitely be ready by playoff time. So I'm going the same finals as last year, Lakers and Celtics. And because of the Kendrick Perkins trade, I'm taking L.A. once again. Hopefully I'm wrong, but we'll see what happens. Topic number three, what's your favorite sports podcast of all time?
TY20.
Yeah, no need to yell, but okay. You guys are too kind, and you're still picking up the dinner bill tonight. Topic number four, we got two more left. This one is more of a sports, you know, a stroll down memory lane, if you will. Sports memories. When you were in attendance at a sports game, I don't care what level it is or what it was that you watched. Maybe you're at a WNBA game and one of the females hit two layups in a row or something really cool like that happened. When you're in attendance, oh, Chris made some noise. What have you seen? Sports memories, go for it.
Well, Tyler, I'm going to have to say, it's 2008. I was up in Indianapolis for the Indiana State Boys, final game for 4A. It was Brownsburg against Carmel. It was Gordon Hayward's junior year, I believe. Anyways, it was tied throughout the whole game, about 4 seconds left. Brownsburg's down by one. They inbound the ball.
Get to the point.
Anyways, inbound the ball, and with 0.3 seconds left, dude, dunks it, and it was pretty much amazing. Brownsburg wins by one, and it was pretty amazing. Just the atmosphere there in the Conseco Fieldhouse is pretty good.
All right, how about you other fools?
I was there actually with him that night. And
that's kind of lame. You got another one?
You can't tell the same story.
I'm going to go with a little bit of football here.
Aaron Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
In West Lafayette with the Boilermakers, about 2009, probably around there. Playing Ohio State. Ohio State's top five, probably. Purdue comes up with a big upset. Everybody rushes the field. It's intense.
Good stuff. Alex, you ever been to an awesome game?
I remember when I was a little kid watching the two greatest players in the NBA, Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan, going at it. I mean, Reggie Miller popping those threes, Michael Jordan coming back with his dunks, everything. I mean, those are the greatest memories a child could ever have.
Well, that was an awkward clown.
Chris was motioning to me. I thought he was going to say something, but he rarely does that. I mean, say something or motion to me. So my attention was his way. I've got so many to choose from because I'm a sportsaholic and I go to lots of games. One of the top games that I was at was when Michael Barrett punched A.J. Pierzynski at home plate. And the Cubs were bad that year, and I remember telling my uncle who I was with at the game, I said, if the Cubs lose today, I at least want to see a fight. Sure enough, Michael Barrett pops him in the face. I have a shirt that shows him punching him, and it says, "Who said the Cubs can't hit?" So that was good. I was also at the Cubs' clinching division game in 2007 in Cincinnati. We stayed in the same hotel with the players. That was phenomenal. Lots of memorable Sammy Sosa home runs, winning games, tying games. I also saw the Pacers beat LeBron James in a last-second play. That was a good one, too. Lots of good sports memories. We have one more topic for you on the show today. And this could be, in your entire life, most crazy moment ever watching a sports event. Most excited you were, or whatever it was, just sitting at home, watching on TV, watching with friends, whatever. When did you go the most crazy? Go for it.
I'll tell you what. Last year, March Madness Finals, Butler and Duke. I'll tell you what, if you weren't rooting for Butler, I don't know what was going with you. You know, the underdog going for it. You know, figured they'd have a chance. But, you know, that Gordon Hayward trying to hit that last second shot. I was pretty sure I was going to go up to Indy that night if he did make that shot.
Are you even a Butler fan?
I'm not a Butler fan, but I was...
So that's the most crazy you ever?
It was
You must have some sad teams that you follow.
It was crazy.
Okay. Chris?
I feel like the best... The event in my life hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen tomorrow night when Butler wins the national championship.
You mean tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Butler wins the national championship.
This is a Monday show, guys. And today's Monday, so get with the program.
We apologize.
Okay.
A lot of
Well, I hope they get it done. Anybody else want to chime in on this?
Definitely when the Colts won the Super Bowl 3 years back. Been following them for a while and see them accomplish that.
Super Bowl 41. World champs.
I liked it when the Giants beat the Patriots.
That Super Bowl 42.
I mean,
Brady loses to another Manning.
I just really don't like Brady or the Patriots that much.
That was one of my favorite ever sports moments that didn't involve one of my teams, for sure. Aaron Clark?
I gotta go with the Pacers when they were really good a few years back and lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. I got really mad, ran upstairs to my room, and probably punched a wall.
Which year? Because they lost the Eastern Conference Finals about five different times. To the Pistons, to the Knicks a couple times, to the Bulls a couple times.
I believe it was the Pistons.
Yeah, that was really mad. We won 64 games that year.
Yes, Ben Wallace.
I hate the Pistons with everything that's inside of me.
Amen.
And I got an amen.
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 This one's really tough for me to come out with my all-time favorite. I mean, you have the Reggie Miller shot over Michael Jordan that tied the Eastern Conference Finals 2-2. That was just an insane moment. Of course, the Colts winning the Super Bowl. When IU beat Duke in the tournament, that was insane. IU was a 5 seed, but had no... that was one of the best Duke teams I've ever seen in IU with a big upset. I'm still going to say, though, my number one most crazy feeling is when the Cubs beat the Braves in Game 5 of the NLDS in 2003, advancing to the NLCS. It was the first time they won a postseason series since, well, let's just say the Titanic hadn't sunk yet. So, that is my number one. We would love to hear all these opinions. We would love to hear from our lovely Deering fans. Once again, the Twitter... You can also log on to tywise20.com for all the good stuff. I'd like to thank my national panel for all your incredible analysis. And if
Happy
we have
a beer, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, yep. Chris. Chris. So, yeah, that's all the time we have for this week's show. I'm actually off next week. We'll be back in a couple weeks talking about some how the baseball season has gone and the NBA Finals, how they're shaping up, because that's about the time they start. And once again, if you hated this week's show, well, you just have no sense of humor. But I still love you. And we'll see you again. As Harry Carey would always say, anyone know my slogan yet? Oh, you bunch of losers. As Harry Carey would say, only the shadow knows. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
I love you.